This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Google has delayed killing third-party cookies from Chrome. Again. Manhattan's DA wants to know why YouTube is pushing ghost gun tutorials to kids. And Threads has 150 million monthly users. It's Thursday, April 25th, and this is Engadget News. Google keeps promising to phase out third-party cookies on Chrome, but not actually doing it. The company vowed to deprecate cookies back in 2020, pushing the date back to 2023 and then 2024. We did get some traction earlier this year when Google disabled cookies for 1% of Chrome users, but those efforts have stalled. Now the company says it won't happen until next year. It's easy to drag Google for this, but it's not entirely in the company's hands. The tech giant is working closely with the UK's Competition and Markets Authority to ensure that any tools it implements to replace the cookies tracking and measurement capabilities aren't anti-competitive. These tools are known collectively as the Privacy Sandbox, and Google says it has to wait until the CMA has had sufficient time to review results from industry tests that will be provided by the end of June. Google's Privacy Sandbox has stirred up some controversy in recent years. The proposed tools have drawn complaints from ad tech companies, publishers, and ad agencies on the grounds that they are difficult to operate, don't adequately replace traditional cookies, and give too much power to Google. To that end, the company said that it recognizes ongoing challenges related to reconciling divergent feedback from the industry, regulators, and developers. This is another reason given for the delay until next year. The CMA isn't the only regulatory agency giving the side eye to the current iteration of these privacy sandbox tools. The UK-based Information Commissioner's Office drafted a report that indicated these tools could be used by advertisers to identify consumers, as suggested by the Wall Street Journal. Those in the ad industry want to see cookies given the heave-ho, despite complaints about privacy sandbox. Drew Stein, CEO of ad tech data firm Audigent, told Engadget that it's time for Google to deliver on the promise of a better ecosystem by implementing its plans to eliminate third-party cookies. The CMA, on the other hand, has indicated a willingness to keep third-party cookies in play, particularly if Google's solution does more harm than good. Craig Jenkins, the CMA's Director of Digital Markets, recently said the organization would delay implementation of privacy sandbox tools if we are not satisfied we can resolve the concerns, as reported by Adweek. We'll see what happens in 2025. Manhattan's District Attorney Alvin Bragg wants to meet with YouTube CEO Neil Mohan to discuss why the website allows the posting of videos on how to manufacture ghost guns and why its algorithm is pushing them to underage viewers who watch video game content. Ghost guns are firearms assembled using 3D printed parts or components purchased as kits. That means they have no serial numbers, making them near impossible to trace and don't need any kind of background check to acquire. In a letter sent to Mohan requesting a meeting, Bragg referenced a study conducted by the Tech Transparency Project in 2023, wherein it created 4 test YouTube accounts and gave them the profiles of 14-year-old and 9-year-old boys. Apparently, after playing at least 100 gaming videos, YouTube's algorithm started recommending instructional videos on how to make ghost guns. It doesn't matter if they'd only watched, say, Call of Duty gameplay videos and had never interacted with any content featuring real guns. YouTube still pushed real gun content to their accounts, as well as other violence-related videos, such as those of school shootings and serial killers, even if they were supposed to be minors. Bragg also called YouTube's attention to the fact that there's no way for guardians to switch off the website's recommendations and parental controls. Bragg wrote that a lot of young individuals being investigated for gun possession in New York City said they learned how to make ghost guns from YouTube. While the website does remove those videos when they're flagged by gun safety groups, the DA said YouTube should be more proactive in removing them, should make sure they get blocked from being uploaded in the future, and should provide viewers a way to switch off recommendations, especially since the website does have a policy that prohibits the uploading of videos intending to sell firearms or to instruct viewers on how to make them. YouTube told the New York Daily News in a statement that it will carefully review videos the Manhattan DA shares with the company and that it remains committed to removing any content that violates its policies. Meta's Threads app now has more than 150 million monthly users, an increase of about 20 million new users since February. Mark Zuckerberg shared the latest user numbers during Meta's first quarter earnings call, saying that the app continues to be on the trajectory that I hope to see. The update suggests Threads is continuing to grow steadily, though at a slower rate than its initial explosive growth. The app racked up more than 100 million downloads in its first week, but later saw a drop-off in engagement. But over the last 6 months, Threads has seen more consistent growth, and Zuckerberg has speculated the service could eventually be Meta's next billion-user app. Notably, Threads seems to be outperforming X by some metrics. Estimates from analytics firm Aptopia indicated Threads has more daily users in the United States than X. That's according to a Business Insider report earlier this week. Threads also scored another significant win recently when Taylor Swift joined the platform to promote her latest album. Threads is, for now, unique among Meta's apps in that it doesn't have advertising, so the company doesn't make money from the app directly. That will change, likely, at some point, provided Threads continues to expand its reach. Zuckerberg has previously said the company would focus on monetization only after the app has grown sufficiently. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributors Lawrence Balk and Mariella Moon, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day, and I'll return tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.